The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. I feel sorry for the people who get up in the mornings and turn on the news first thing. I feel sorry for the people who monitor the news all day long. And I really feel sorry for the people who leave the news network playing all night long while they sleep. If we knew and lived half as much of the Bible, God's good news for man, as we know about the news events, we wouldn't be the spiritual midgets we are in this land. Since the Bible teaches, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he, it's no wonder most believers live discouraged, defeated lives. It's true there's plenty of bad in the world, but God is also at work on this planet in amazing ways. You won't hear that on the network news because most of those who work there are skeptics or outright atheists. Why would we want to put their lies into our mind? Even if they were sharing things in the news that encouraged us, why should we want to listen to a word from man when we can have a word from God? I'm not saying be ignorant of what's happening around you. I'm saying get God's perspective on this world that He owns before you ask His tenants about it. The Bible says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Get alone with God first thing in the morning. Let me be more specific. You have no business in church leadership, especially the pulpit, if you don't hear God's voice before you hear man's voice when you start your day. To the wise, one word is sufficient. And God is up to some powerful things in this earth, even in our own nation. 25 years ago, there were 2 million children being homeschooled in America. A few days ago, I heard that there were probably 20 million now being homeschooled. 200,000 children in 12 states are having Bible curriculum taught in their tax-supported schools. In Washington, there are over 14 prayer meetings and Bible studies happening with members of Congress and other government servants each week. In other parts of the world, God is at work also. Along the North and South Korean border, there is a continuous prayer chain 24 hours every day, offering up cries to God for those nations as well as many others. The Statesman Project brings together thousands of Christians around the world who are working to create in their local communities biblical homes, schools, churches, businesses, and civil governments. For example, in the nation of Colombia, pastors have been coming together to change their civil government. By gathering a prayer, they recently saw a miracle happen in the leadership of Colombia's education department. By prayer alone, outside the education building in their capital, an earthquake occurred which prompted the resigning of the education secretary, who had an anti-God agenda for the schools of Colombia. So quit watching the news and get the good news. Quit looking at Facebook and start looking at His book. The Bible says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success." Are you meeting with God or man first thing in the morning? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dom Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.